Illinois Real Estate Headlines. New Illinois Property Records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized search for Illinois property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in IL can cut due diligence time by accessing multiple record types through a single platform instead of navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark this. Illinois.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. Illinois Real Estate Headlines, Illinois Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. The Illinois Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to Illinois public records. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence by accessing property records, liens, and ownership data in one location. Bookmark publicrecords.netronline.com/stateil for faster title research and verification. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Most sellers still cover buyer's agent commission. A new breakdown confirms that most home sellers in Illinois continue to pay the buyer's agent fees, alongside a commission calculator for the state market. Illinois agents need clarity on fee structures to set seller expectations and navigate listing conversations with confidence. Review the commission calculator and fee guidance at www.homelight.com/blog who pays realtor-fees in Illinois/. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. IL Building Codes and Regulations, key resource for real estate pros. The Illinois Capital Development Board maintains building codes and regulations governing construction standards statewide. Real estate professionals need to understand these codes for property transactions, development projects, and compliance assessments across Illinois. Review current IL building codes at the source link before your next transaction or development. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois commission rates. What pros need to know about 2025 competition? Real estate commissions in Illinois typically range from 5.5 to 6%, while flat fee MLS services like Huzo offer sellers potential savings around $14,000. Illinois agents should understand how alternative listing models are positioning themselves against traditional commission structures to remain competitive. Review the commission landscape at https://www.huzio.com/real-estate-commissions-in-illinois/. Illinois Real Estate Updates. Cook County Assessor's Office, key IL property tax processes and exemptions. The Cook County Assessor's Office manages property assessments, appeals, and tax exemptions for all residential and commercial properties in the county under Illinois state laws and county ordinances. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand these valuation and exemption procedures to properly advise clients on property tax obligations and potential savings in Cook County transactions. Review the full scope of assessment mandates and taxpayer assistance programs at https://cookcountyil.gov/agency/assessor. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.